1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
A New York State court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Get away from my door. Get out of here.
We were just checking to see all the sections were in your paper,
sir. We were just checking the date.
You two were trying to steal my paper.
Well, we
outside my hotel room.
We don't have two pennies to rub together, and we just want to see what's going on in the world.
I bet you don't.
Well, sorry, sir. Just please, we'll be on our way and hang out.
Are you two even staying in the hotel?
We are, we're looking into accommodations.
We are shoe shiners here, and,
busboys.
Right, we
run the
all right, that's enough from both of you. I'm going down to the lobby and have a word with the manager.
Please don't. We run that small elevator thingy, the dumb waiter.
You run that? I bet you do. Two dumb bulbs like yourselves.
Sir, don't go near that elevator shaft.
Sir, the car's not up.
Oh my God,
that was close. You must plummeted six stories down to a concrete grave.
You two imps just saved my life. Well.
We'll call it square if you hand over your paper.
You can have my paper and more than that. How would you two like to be the official good luck charms of the Pine Grove Judges?
The Pine Grove Judges? Of Pine Grove, Arkansas? That's our favorite team.
Yeah. Well, you're the only two.
Great. When do we start?
Immediately. All right, Wagner, Miller, get over here. I got a couple new good luck charms for you.
All right. Yeah, what's all this about, Skip?
Yeah. Sven Ingeborg and Henry Mossmouth here both just saved my life. And they're going to turn this team around. Yeah, they're going to be buttering our bread for the rest of the season, if you know what I mean. You two are going to start getting hits off of their golden charms.
Yeah, all right. Well,
Skip, this is the 16th lucky charm we've tried.
Well, sooner or later, law of averages says one of these lucky charms has to work.
I guess you're right.
Yeah,
all right,
Skip, whatever you say.
I'm sorry, Skip. I'm sorry, Skip. Skip.
Why don't you two do what you can to make these gentlemen feel at home while I go hit the bar?
I think we will, Skip.
Skip, don't you worry. You pour yourself a tall glass of alcohol. Enjoy yourself.
We're going to make these guys feel like they just came home to mommy's house and the war was over.
That's right. Skip, don't you worry. They're going to be A-okay.
They're going to have buttermilk in their socks and candy in their shoes.
That's right. All right. See you later, Skip.
See you, Skip.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. We're real big fans of the Pine Grove Judges.
And my socks are ready for buttermilk.
Nobody's putting buttermilk in your socks, you stupid fool.
That's right. Look, let's get one thing straight. We've had a lot of different good luck charms here, and none of them work so far.
So, well,
yeah.
You've never had Sven Ingeborg and Henry Mossmouth on the case.
That's right.
Yeah? Well, you two have never dealt with old Turkey Wagner and Miller Kraft, the best battery in the minors.
Yeah, Miller Kraft, the Wicker Man. That's, you better remember that name.
What's that mean?
You don't know the Wicker Man?
No.
It's a little island out far where all the women run it. And every once in a while, they sacrifice a man. But I'm the only man that got off Wicker Man Island.
You should be a good luck charm.
You're going to be a good luck charm in my boot.
Is your boot full of candy?
No, my boot's not full of candy. It's full of sweat and blood.
That's right, because that's what we give out there. Sweat, blood, and tears, in that order.
I don't cry, though.
No, when I said tears, I mean sweat. That's right.
Sometimes you'll think you're crying because you're working so hard. A couple of babies like you.
I always think I'm crying.
Henry cries a lot, really. He's really emotional. He's emotionally connected. You know, he knows how to relate to people, and he doesn't bottle anything up.
Well, let me make one thing straight. You're never going to see the two of us cry. Not on the baseball diamond.
Not in my living room. Not elsewhere.
Can we come over for dinner?
No, we can't come over for dinner. Unless you like eating slops with the pigs we keep as pets.
Yeah,
I've had worse.
Oh, a smart guy, huh? Where are you two from?
We're from New York City. Henry and I are traveling the entire United States.
New York City. Oh,
huh?
A couple Manhattan nights,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, now you change your tune.
Yeah, a couple of Tallulah Bankheads running around.
Yeah, a couple of Eddie Foy's running around, huh? A couple of Jimmy Durante's, a couple of W.C. Fields in front of me. That's right, a couple of goons in front of me here.
Yeah, a couple of Johnny Backwards Wrist Broadway's over
I've
here.
I've never heard of any of the baseball players you're mentioning.
They're not
but
baseball
I'm sure
players.
Well, yeah, we are, you know, and by all those names you mentioned, I take it you mean we're sophisticated, and we are. But through our travels, we have hooked into a gypsy magic, so we can bring luck and success to your team.
Oh, yeah?
It's like I'm made of horseshoes.
Why don't you say that to the last 16 other Lucky Charms we tried? Nothing works.
That's right. We had old Buzzsaw Jackson, Stinky McGuire, Stumpy Fielding, Babe Ruddard.
That scientist from the local high school who made some weird powder that he put on the gloves to make the ball light on fire when you threw it.
The Roosevelt triplets.
We had a wine glass filled with sand.
We had Stinky Harris.
We had a lightning bolt. That turned out to be just a scrap of flash paper.
We had Giacomo Robert Louis Stevenson.
That man that looked like a piano.
That's right. Old ivory face.
Yeah. Then what about that ghost that they caught from that ship?
We had Cow Tongue McGee.
We had this guy that looked like a lizard. And when you'd ask him how much money he had in his bank account, he'd say, yes.
There was a rabbit that had a nickel-shaped shaved into the side of his face.
And
he's mayor of the town now.
That's right.
Lucky.
For him, not for us. We went 0-130 that year. And a whole bunch more, too.
I had a giant egg with a piece of bacon in it, cooked.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it wasn't
delicious. It was rotten.
It was rotten. It cost us one of the biggest games of our lives.
We're sitting in the clubhouse puking our guts out.
Yeah. Not crying, though. And let's get one thing straight about this here clubhouse. You see this side over here with all the baseball gear and all the pictures of beautiful dames that have been sent to us?
Oh, you won't be getting none of the any, by the way.
That's right. This is our side. Your side is over there. The place even the rats don't want to go because it's stinky and it smells and the roaches like to vacation there.
I like vacation, so does Henry.
Vacation, talking vacation. These guys have got some thick skulls, I'll tell you what. They're not getting the point, I don't think.
No, you guys are a little dead in between the ears, huh?
What position do you fellas play?
Well, take a look at this. What am I doing right now with my right arm?
You're making a windmill.
You're motioning for me to come in the room.
No, I'm warming up.
I'll come
up
to your side.
No, you stay away from my side. Don't you cross that line. I'm a pitcher. You never heard old Turkey Wagner? That's right, I got a lot of pitches. The turkey twist, the salamander curve, and my trademark, the San Antonio Express.
The hardest pitch in the world to catch, and I can catch it.
That's right.
I've been Turkey's only catcher his whole life. Never had another battery mate, and he's not gonna either.
That's right, we met when we were kids. Just a couple of boys who fell off the back of a train. We met on the tracks, and we've been living on the wrong side of it ever since.
Henry and I know a thing or two about trains. We've been traveling on trains all the way from New York.
Oh, fancy trains,
huh? That's right.
Yeah, what was your favorite part of them, Henry?
Oh, I guess maybe eating straw out of the boxcars.
Oh,
eating straw, what
gross.
Is that?
Look, you two bums, you steer clear of us when we go out there and play the game of our lives today. You talk about your gypsy good luck magic? I don't think so.
Well, maybe you should just let us try and kiss your pitching fingers a little bit.
Yeah, you can kiss a finger that's going to go right into your nose, pal.
Boo.
That's right.
You're going to pick Henry's nose for him? He has lots of boogers.
No, I'm not going to pick his nose.
Pick no nose.
Now look, you see these 10 fingers I got?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now stop counting them. Stop counting. There's 10.
Look, they ain't going near your lips. The only thing they're going into is a leather mitt and on the side of a cowhide baseball that I'm going to zip right down Broadway, right past the swinging wood of whatever the opposing batter is.
How can a ball go down Broadway? We're not in New York City.
It's an expression. It means right down the middle, you klutzes.
Once your hat stops spinning from the speed of the wind, your mouth's going to be hanging open, agape, like you just saw a naked woman for the first time, which I know you probably haven't.
Neither Henry or I. Actually, Henry and I recently just saw our first naked woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did you?
What was that like, huh?
It was incredible. Do you...
Ew, what are you doing? Get out of here. Look, no. Go. Stay on your side, all right? Stop walking over here like you're smelling a pie cooling, you creep.
You better be nice to us. We're your good luck charm, and if Skip finds out you harmed a hair on our innocent heads, you're going to be in...
a world of trouble. He'll pull down your knickers and spank your little bottom.
Well, you're going to be sucking up dirt as my vacuum.
That's right. You ever been a vacuum cleaner before?
What's a vacuum?
Oh,
these guys don't read those space commies.
That's right. You got to read some space commies.
You got to read some space commies. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Vacuum cleaners, toaster ovens, cars that fly.
This thing called Wobble, which is a box where you project images.
That's
kind
right.
of like the movie theaters, but then you put them in cars.
There's Wi-Fi, which is Wisconsin Fire. There's all new stuff.
These zippers, we all know, and you guys are acting clowny.
Listen, we're here to bring you guys luck. Now, I don't want to have to hurt you because you have to play a game. So if you don't leave us alone, I'm going to tell the skipper on you.
Yeah, you tell the skipper.
Wait. I don't know about that, Miller. I don't think we want to upset
Skip. He's not going to tell the skipper. He's not going to tell the skipper. He doesn't have the guts.
We've got free reign. Skipper said we can have as many newspapers as we want, shine as many of his shoes as we want.
And eat as many peanuts as we want after we shell them.
All right. You boys stay on your side of the chalk. We'll stay on ours.
We'll be watching.
Oh, we'll be being watched.
And then also watching in between the plays.
That's right. We'll be looking over and just when you look away.
So no funny business.
Just so you know, we'll never look away.
Oh, yeah? Well... the mirror has two faces, my friend.
Does it? But both faces are mine.
But
it's still
two.
That's right.
Will you guys sign this baseball?
No, I'm not going to sign a baseball.
All right, sports fans. It's another beautiful day for baseball. We are here to watch the judges try to turn things around. Pitching today is, of course, Turkey Wagner, and behind the plate, Kraft Miller.
Unbelievable season so far. I mean, it can't get much worse than this. And the lowly Kings come into town, and we'll see if they can, if the judges might be able to at least pull one out, all right?
All right, Gillespie stepping up to the bat for the Kings. Here's Wagner with his throw back. There is a pitch right down the middle, and... oh, okay, a shot at frozen rope up there into center field. Let's see how he goes. It's coming down there, and he guffed it. He guffed it. That was a can of corn, and he dropped it. Must be wearing an iron glove out there. And Gillespie takes first base.
Well, that is absolutely horrific play. I don't know what they've been doing. I mean, that is a terrible way to start the game. And it's just going to give momentum to the Kings. All right, the next batter, we have Williams coming in, batting 247 with three home runs, not much power. Let's go ahead and let's watch the pitch.
All right, here's Miller with the call. It looks like he's signaling for the San Antonio Express. That is a signature Wagner pitch. Here's the windup, and a crackerjack of a shot. Look at that. It's going right over there. That should be a meatball. And it's a little ground ball, and it's guffed at shortstop.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is horrific play.
It's terrible play. Should have been a double play. We now have Ducks on first and second, and stepping up to bat is, he's an inspiration to so many. It's Martin. It's Martin, Abraham Martin, the one-armed batter. And here's the pitch. Oh,
just hit Miller right in the head.
He just hit Miller.
He didn't even catch it. All right, ball one.
Miller was wearing the mask and just got knocked back a little bit.
There has literally been three pitches this entire game, all of which resulting in just embarrassment for the judges.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is unbelievable. And also, there hasn't been one error. Jerry, are you kidding?
It's unbelievable.
Who's keeping score?
I'm not sure.
He gets paid for that. He gets paid to keep the scorebook.
Jerry's shrugging right now, doing his Jerry thing.
Would you put down three E's, please?
Three E's.
Unbelievable.
Three E's, like in the word envelope. All right, here we go.
He doesn't know how to spell envelope.
He doesn't know what's going on. All right,
he hasn't paid his taxes in years.
Miller has his mask back on. All right, and Williams is stepping back into, or excuse me, Williams is stepping off of first base. Martin is back into the box here. And
now Miller's starting to jab with the umpire. Why is he fighting with the umpire?
Bit of a rhubarb going on down there.
Probably made some joke about him getting hit in the face.
Well, that's Miller. All talk, no walk.
Personally.
All right, and oh, there's a bit of a, oh, and okay, this is certainly unorthodox. The umpire is just deciding to award the batter first base, so we now have a
do you do that? You can't do that.
I'm checking the rules here. I'm seeing nothing that says you can do it, so therefore, they're doing it.
Being born a Judge fan, I wouldn't wish it on my own kids, and that's why I'm telling them not to watch baseball. It's too painful. This is unbelievable.
Folks, we got a dilly of a game right here. If you got a little dog soup handy, I suggest you take a swig of it because the bases are drunk. All right, bases are drunk, and stepping up to bat right now is old Wichita Lineman. Wichita Lineman is stepping up right now, and of course, he is known for his power, his sound, and his fury.
Let's just be honest. After everything I've just watched, I do not feel comfortable with this at bat. Might as well just hit him and just take the one run.
Well, here's a pitch. It's a meatball, and oh wow, that thing! We'll catch you when you come back from your vacation. Baseball, tell us how it went because that is a grand salami.
What kind of pitch was that? I mean, that didn't even move. It just floated there.
It floated like some
kind of
specter. It was unbelievable. I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to play it back in my head. I have no idea what it was. The four players come trotting back home. The Doughboys come back from the trenches. We have a 4-0 game, and right now Miller and Wagner are yelling at each other and pointing at some gentleman off the field. I'm not sure what's going on. They're spitting and yelling.
Who are those? Get those clowns out of the park. I mean, this is affecting the game of baseball, the integrity of the sport. Our greatest game. I mean, who are these guys? Get those guys out of here. And also Miller and Wagner. I mean, they got to be more professional than this. I mean, you're going to get into a fight with some guys in the stands. And what is this? Where did that dog come from? What's he doing?
Well,
that dog is
part of our in-game promotion. It's for Doggina Pet Chow. Doggina Pet Chow. When you add a little bark to your bite.
Ruff, ruff.
Add some Doggina Pet Chow to your night.
I hate that we have to do those now, but I guess that's the changing economy and the way that the sports market's gone to add more advertising. I'm sorry, folks, that we do have to do that occasionally. Yeah, there's a little sponsorship dollars,
Let us at him, let us at him. I'm gonna kill him.
Good game, guys.
Oh, good game, good game.
Good game, yeah, good game. If you were cheering for the Kings, we look like a couple of bad eggs out there.
Well, every bad egg has its day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it wasn't today. We got scrambled and fried out there. And guess what? I don't like feeling so rotten in front of people.
Yeah, my eyes look like two sunny sides.
I love breakfast.
You're getting me hungry here.
Where is all your gypsy magic, huh?
Well, there's only so much we can do, unfortunately.
You didn't do anything. You just sat there and started heckling us.
Well, I was flipping a coin to see how many times it could come up the same way, and I used a lot of magic on that.
I planted 4 apple seeds on the edge of the third baseline.
I'm going to plant some magic on you right now. I'm going to take both of your heads and slam them together until there's nothing but dust. You ready?
Get back here.
Craft! Get your hands off of Moss Mouth and Ingeborg.
No, I was just fixing their hair,
sir.
Their hair
was all tussled
up. It was windy out there.
These two angels were doing their part here in the dugout. Why weren't you two doing your part out on the field?
Hey, we were trying, all right? Everything I was throwing their way, they were knocking right back at me.
He was pitching gold. I haven't seen his arm look that good in a long time. I'm telling you, Skip, it wasn't us. It was us. It wasn't us. It was those guys. It was those clowns. Those goons you brought in.
Looked like you had some trouble catching all those pitches.
I got hit in the face with one ball. And it's the hardest pitch to catch. Nobody blames me for that. And everyone knows. Everyone knows. And I don't appreciate these guys making fun of me. I got to be honest with you, Skip. These guys are no good. Get them out of here.
You look like a big red Dalmatian with one big spot. Why don't you two gentlemen excuse yourselves while I talk to these two?
All right, well, have fun conversing with these half pints. You'll get a whole lot of nothing in return for your investment.
Yeah, it's like trying to drink Coke through the wind.
It sounds like fun.
We'll see you later.
Coke through the wind. Fun.
No.
What nice guys.
Those guys are really great.
Listen, Ingeborg, Mossmouth, I got a proposal for you two.
We like agreeing to things.
We will say yes to whatever you pay us for.
Well, here's the deal. What I want you to do, next game the judges play, I want you to make sure that Turkey and Miller both shed a tear or two out there on the field. There's a fair amount of money in it for me. And money in it for you, too, if you can make it happen.
If there's money to be made, my associate Henry and I are on the case.
Absolutely.
I've made my mother cry countless times, so making two grown men cry will be a cakewalk.
And I can make myself cry easy, so I'll just think of those things and project it towards them with my gypsy magic.
Do what you have to do. The point is, they cry, we get a payday.
Perfect.
Nothing could be more agreeable.
All right, well, if you're rejoining us, I don't know why you would be. It is the fifth inning. 2 days in a row, the judges are getting blown out. It is 18-0, and we are losing to the lowly Port St. Lucie Waiters.
This is, okay, there is no one in this ballpark. No one here can catch a thing, including a break right now, including a break. And Wagner has the ball back. He's about to pitch. The next batter stepping up is old Pinky Reese. Pinky is up in the bait. He's a switch hitter. He's going right today. And
known for his red eyes.
That's right, his red eyes. And here is the pitch. And that is that. Okay, that's a home run. That's clearly.
There's no doubt about it.
No, that's landed somewhere in the cheap seats. If there was a lucky fan there to catch it, they would have caught it, and they would be the only person who has caught anything. And, that's that's two more runs up on the big board there for the visiting team.
Kraft is jarring and jabbing at somebody.
There are two gentlemen not wearing uniforms who are stepping onto the field.
Who are those guys? Why are they on the field?
I'm looking. We don't know who they are, but they are walking up, and they are they're sitting at third base, and they are jawing.
And they're acting very smug, these two guys. I don't know who these guys are.
There's a bit of a hubbub. There's a bit of a hubbub going on the field right now.
What are the umpires doing?
Turkey, how does it feel to pitch with a wet noodle for an arm?
Hey, don't you worry about this wet noodle. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, they ought to put meatballs on that noodle and eat it up.
I'm gonna beat these guys up. I'm telling you, Turkey, I can't take much more of this.
Miller, how does it feel to not have catched a single pitch in the last the last 18 points the other team has scored?
Yeah, you couldn't catch something if you were the ground and they just dropped the ball.
All right, one, they're called runs. How many times do I have to tell you? Two,
Looking at the scoreboard here, it doesn't look like you two know what runs are either.
They don't have to run. They can just stroll into home.
Hey, why don't you two cut it out, all right? All right.
Turkey, I got a telegram from your mother. She said she purposely left you on that train when you were a baby because you were so terrible at pitching.
No.
My mother.
And Miller, right? Coincidentally, I also received a similar telegram, but this time from your mother. And it said the same thing.
Come on, Mom.
We telegraphed them back, and they said they'd love to meet us for a turkey dinner sometime.
I think it was meant to be a mean play on your name, but we're going to make love to your mothers.
No. Oh. We haven't seen our mothers in forever. Mommy. Mommy.
And they are crying.
Waterworks have come out in full-fledged right now, and I don't believe this. I mean, there is no crying in baseball, and these two are going at it. It's like the Lusitania is going under right now. Look at the water just bubbling up right now.
I am disgusted by this. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And what is... Jerry just gave me a... That last home run ball hit and killed my horse. So that is... That is a real treat and a real nice thing. Thanks, Jer, for sending this up. Thank you for letting me know that right now. I mean, this is sick.
Well, that brings us to today's sponsor for the game, Dr. Jenkins' Horse Kicker. Next time your throat needs a coat, have a little bit of Dr. Jenkins' Horse Kicker. Give your throat a coat and you'll be able to sing a note. That's horse spelled H-O-A-R-S-E.
Nay. I hate that we have to do those. We're going to go ahead and send you guys over to just the sound of what fire is.
Good game out there, fellas.
Yeah, really good.
It was an awful game. Why did you know that about our parents?
We just made that stuff up.
Yeah, there was no telegrams.
Henry doesn't even know how a telegram works.
I couldn't read it if I wanted to.
What?
Boys, good job. These two, I knew. Mossmouth, Ingeborg, you've made me a fortune.
You're welcome, Skip.
Each of those tears was probably worth a grand apiece.
What are you talking about?
Look at this wad of cash.
Where'd you get all that money from, Skip?
Bet against you two sentimental idiots. I knew these two goons could make you start misting up like a desktop terrarium.
A desktop terrarium? Skip, how could you do this to us?
Yeah.
Made us look like fools out there.
Couple lunkheads with mush between the ears.
Don't worry, boys. Not all this money came from the bet. I also made quite a bit of dough from selling the team.
What?
The judges?
That's right. The judges are no more.
Well, where are we all going?
Well, that's the funny thing about it. They're filling in the stadium with concrete to make this into a huge movie theater storage facility.
What? A picture house storage facility?
That's right.
It's all the rage in New York.
Yeah, everyone knows it's a fad.
Yeah, storage facilities won't last.
Well, money's money. But listen here, I took good care of you. Miller, you're going to be joining the Delaware Administrators.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'll be going with you. We'll be going to the Delaware Administrators.
Yeah, the Delaware Administrators. We'll win.
Wagner, get your apple picking gear. You're going to be joining the Washington Bus Boys.
The Washington. Oh, in Washington, D.C., right by Delaware? That's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, we can visit each other, right?
And hopefully, maybe I can work out a trade to get on your team.
Yeah, right. Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
West Coast.
Washington State?
You got it.
Wait, in California?
Bye, boys.
Skip, what about our cut?
Oh, yeah, there's no cut for you.
What?
Bye. Well, gentlemen, it seems like we all really got the short end of the stick. And
we all drew the short straw this round, fellas. I'm really sorry. And Henry, cool. I'm sorry to you.
I'm sorry to you, Sven. We're the least well-served of this whole deal.
And Turkey, I'm sorry to you.
What are you sorry for?
I don't know. They were doing that, and so I thought.
No, I'm sorry, too. We're about to be separated. I mean, I've never thrown anyone else in my entire life.
I've never caught anybody else in my entire life. I don't even think I can catch anybody else.
I don't think you can catch him.
Yeah.
I think we can catch you. Get over
you
here.
You guys. Yeah, whoa, you whoa, guys. Whoa. No. Stop.
Come on. Get up. Whoa. This rack of bats.
What if I pitch a few balls?
No. Ow. Ay. Oh. Ow.
Uh-oh. Looks like this whirlpool's got a leak.
What the?
Whoa. Good thing there wasn't that much water. We're out of it now.
But I'm still all washed up. Hey, you get over here.
No, you're not washed up, buddy. Let's get him.
Wait, which door? Did he go
pitching photographs of these dames at you?
What? Oh. Paper cuts. Glossy paper cuts.
I like her.
Cuts.
Ow. I know her.
How can you run if you're knee-deep in dirty laundry?
What are you talking about?
Whoa!
Covered in skivvies and socks.
So, let's get out of here, Sven.
See you later, fellas.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
Henry and I don't know much about this kind of thing, but why do men need bras?
Why do men need bras? Why do men need bras? Why do men need bras? Everyone wants to know why men need bras.
When you're down in Arkansas, all the men down there wear bras.
Bras, 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 bras.
What are we doing? No, stop. No.
Look, the reason men need bras is to keep their heart locked into their chest. Otherwise, some two-bit Sally comes along and rips it out.